Back again with us here on WBNQ, voice finalist Jeffrey Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Love your entire journey on that show. You
so
got better
awesome.
And better and better every week. Congratulations. Even though I have to say, we were a bit surprised that you weren't higher on the list. Were you shocked as well?
You know, I'm very proud of my fourth place, and I think that Jordan obviously had an incredible night of finale performances, and Emily Ann, an equally incredible night for her. That was a life-changing night and a turning point, I think, in her career. And, you know, I had those nights a couple weeks ago, so I'm so happy she got to have that night. You know, the win for me was making the finale, and I did that. I accomplished a goal. I was a one-chair turn. And it is very rare in these seasons for me to make it even to the live rounds, and to make it to the finale and accomplish some of my dreams wouldn't change it for the world.
You still got a brand new car.
Yeah, how about that?
So every year they give away a car to the finalist, but they kind of try and trick you into believing that this year it's going to be different. And they sent us on that crazy scavenger hunt, and we found out we got it. And I was genuinely surprised because we had no idea what we were doing there.
That's so cool.
Amazing. All right, we have important questions to ask.
Yeah.
What happens next? Is there a bunch of offers sitting in your agent's box? Do you have an agent? Can I be your agent? I mean,
if you need a tour manager, I would love to do that if you need one.
Concert tour for The Voice? What happens to you now?
Now the real work begins. We've gotten incredible exposure, and especially the finalists. I mean, we saw this thing through, and people know us. So I'm definitely moving to LA, making a go for this, going to start writing, taking as many meetings as possible. It's also a weird time of year, so it will all hit the ground running probably New Year's, but definitely have some things in the work, which I'm excited about.
Now that you have some time off, are you doing anything, or are you just like kind of getting excited for Christmas? Are you going to be able to spend time with your family?
Yeah, I'm going to my grandparents' house in Iowa this week in practice. I had to pack up all my stuff that I dumped in my mom's house when I moved home from New York, starting to work on my life and my career.
If it's 6 months from now and you need help, do you think you could still call up Gwen Stefani and say, hey, coach, just wondering if you could do a little something for me? Do you and Gwen have that relationship now?
Gwen and I both had a really weird year. I think that we're connected in a way that we shared this experience. I know she was telling me this provided her a lot of joy. And so I'm happy that I got to know her, be around her and inspired by her. If the relationship continues, absolutely happy. No expectations. I mean, these are very private people, and, you know, working together was incredible, and she's very open. And I was inspired just by how normal she was. I mean, underneath all the incredible outfits and flawless makeup, she was a normal mom talking about the things that she had to do at school the next day. And I'm happy that I had that relationship with her. If it's only for this time, I'll cherish it forever, but I would absolutely love to continue.
Who do you want to now work with? Tell us the dream, because through the finale and through the entire course of the television show, you met some of the heaviest hitters
right?
in the business.
I mean, Tori Kelly is so cool.
I mean, it's crazy. So now who is on the dream list?
What I need to do now is work with writers and start writing my own material. And anyone that would want to write with me, that's what I'm looking for. The fact that I even got to meet Tori Kelly when she's just got nominated for Grammy and then... Mm-hmm. having this huge moment right now, and I got to sing with her and meet her and know her. It was so cool. I'm so grateful for that experience. Being around that band, one of the coolest and most inspiring things as a musician, they're just so...
Do you get to talk to the band, Jeffrey? I have to ask, because my husband and I are huge fans of drummer Nate Morgan. Anytime he would be prominently featured on stage, we'd get very, very excited.
So we work with them more than anyone. Them and the vocal coach, they are the ones that we're around daily. And Paul Merkovich, the music director, is just the most incredible musician. And, of course, Nate Morgan. Nate is the coolest guy. Things that he can do with those drumsticks is insane. The weird life that I had, that I was telling an incredible drummer like that to not play drums on O Holy Night. The arrangements that they came up with for me, the musicality that they have, that to just learn like over 1,000 songs a season.
Oh my gosh.
especially the ones like that they're recording at iTunes, we have to do all these rehearsals just before they decide their arrangement. Then they spend all night recording this, and they have to play the shows and start for next week, and it all starts over. They're the hardest, some of the hardest working people on the show. I'm so grateful for them.
You got to wear a lot of really cool clothes that they probably picked out for you, I'm assuming, on The Voice. Do you get to keep those?
Oh, I definitely went home with a few garment bags and a full new suitcase.
Nice.
Awesome.
You got a whole performance wardrobe there.
All of my finale stuff, mine. I went into wardrobe and I was like, let's talk numbers. How much can I take here?
Now, you said you were going to, of course, move to L.A. full-time. I'm guessing you're not the only Voice contestant that's going to try and do the same thing, because this particular season, to me, as a longtime fan of the show, was the most competitive. You just had ridiculously talented people. Who out of all of the contestants would you share an apartment with if they asked? Because I'm sure there's some other people out there going to try and live the same dream.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a huge group of us, especially in the top 12, that are going to be moving there. But you know, I have been roommates with some of them, and they know how I live, and so it's a matter of who wants to be who would put themselves through being a roommate with me is the question. So I would, there's a couple of really good friends that I made on the show, Tim Atlas, who made it to Knockout, and we've talked about living together. Another couple of people from the blind audition. So these are lifelong friends. I don't plan on not having them in my life, especially since I'll be living there. And you're right. This has been one of the most competitive seasons in the history of The Voice, and one of the most successful. I think they've had the most votes of any season and the most iTunes downloads of any season. Mm-hmm. So I'm really just like humbled and proud to not only be in the position that I ended in, but to be a part of it.
Any romance for you off stage that happened this season? Because you're very handsome. You certainly can melt us all with the sound of your singing voice. And you were single when you started the show. Are you still single now?
Yes, of course. I mean, I don't know if you had any of any hint about my personal life through the songs that I chose, but dealing with a breakup, not interested right now. But and honestly, there was no time. I barely had time to eat a Subway sandwich.
Oh, please tell me your ex tried to text you or do a shout out and realize what they missed out on now. Please tell me that happened.
They texted me, but then they told me that they weren't watching the show.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
They just had to be snarky, didn't they?
I was like, well, then I just used him for material for votes and keep connecting with the audience.
Are you hanging out in St. Charles now in the meantime before you move to L.A. with Mom and the rest of the family eating Christmas cookies?
Yeah, well, my mom actually has to go to work now because she's been missing work every week, so she'll be working. But, yeah, I'm going to be in St. Charles for the holidays.
Nice.
And I'm so sorry to do this. I do have another interview.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. Jeffrey, right, we love you. If you're ever in the area, please let us know.
I'd love talking to you guys. Anytime you want to talk, anytime you want to do an interview, happy to do it.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. We enjoyed supporting you here locally, and we got a lot of people to vote for you. So thank you for letting us be part of the journey, and congratulations to you. You're amazing.
Thank you so much.